Hey everyone, I'm Dante and I love languages. I love learning them, I love speaking them, I love everything there is to do about languages. If you ask me how many languages I speak, I'd say four currently. But technically, the number is quite larger than that. How? Well, let me list the languages. There's English, there's Ndebele, there's Shona, there's French. And there's C, there's C++, there's Java, there's Python, there's HTML, there's Visual Basic, and so on and so on and so on. Yes, I listed programming languages, but in the definition, it does say language, and I do speak them. So this podcast will be my journey into learning new languages, improving on the ones I have, and trying to become a better programmer, perfecting my craft, my art. It'll be a log. A journal of sorts, a diary. So welcome to the Coding Diary. All right, let me break down the diary. I'm going to be using this podcast as a means to keep to task, to stay accountable, to make sure that everything that I've set out to do is done. Because I have tried this before, and I don't do one thing, then I procrastinate, then nothing really ever gets done. So this would be a way to make sure everything it is that I want to do, that I've set out to do, is done, is achieved. What will I be doing? Well, like I said before, I'll be learning a few new languages and improving on the ones that I already know. I mainly want to improve on my Java, on my Python, and my Visual Basic because I plan on making some functional working apps using those languages. I'll also be delving into web design, or delving deeper into web design because I've never gone that much in depth with it, just to see how the other side lives, to learn new things, to see how a scripting language differs from the languages I'm used to. That would be quite interesting, an interesting little journey. I'm also taking part in 100 Days of Code. Now, the goal with 100 Days of Code is for 100 days, each day you take an hour in your day and you code for that hour and you tweet your progress. And if you go on Twitter and you search for the hashtag 100 Days of Code, you'll find everyone who is also taking part in this challenge. Yes, so that's what the diary will be about, like learning, improving, implementing, just a way of me bettering myself, becoming a better, more efficient, more productive programmer. Now you might ask, Dante, why programming? Why? Well, I'll have to take you back, because I can't give you a year and I can't give you an age I was. Because my interest in programming was sparked by movies. Yes, by movies. The first one being The Matrix. The first one, which I consider a work of cinematic perfection. Yes, I said it. And with me, The Matrix was less about Neo and Morpheus and all the gang and the war with machines. It was more about how Link, the operator, would sit at the back of a screen, watch the Matrix streaming down and understand everything that was happening in the Matrix. I was like, that's interesting. That's actually quite cool. He can interpret everything just by looking at those streams of code. That was sort of like, I was like, this could be interesting. Then I watched The Italian Job, and to watch Napster at the back of his keyboard control every single traffic light in that city, make it go how he wanted. I was like, is that much control at the back of a keyboard? You can do all that from just a few keystrokes? I was like, yes, I definitely want to do this. Yes, so as years went by, I learned bits of codes here and there and there to the point that I actually like, okay, fine, I'm doing this. Let's code, let's learn, let's actually do something with this. And you find me here now, coding, improving, learning new things, and just marveling at the world that lies behind what everyone else sees. To answer a couple of questions that I think you might have, the most pertinent one being, is programming hard? Is it difficult? I'd say no, programming isn't hard. What programming requires is persistence, perseverance, and patience. A whole lot of patience. Because one thing I can guarantee you, you will never write multiple lines of code without making a mistake, without coming across an error. It is just not possible. C'est pas possible. And the question now is, after having made that mistake, come across that error, do you just walk away? Do you give up? Do you let it get the better of you? Or do you go back and try to see where the error was, where the mistake was? And that is what I would call the essence of programming. That persistence is to say, like, okay, fine, I made a mistake. I'm going to make mistakes. This is bound to happen. I am human. But in lieu of that mistake, let me try and fix it. Let me get it to work how I want it to be. Because there's a feeling. It's a feeling I can't describe. It's a feeling you have to experience by yourself. When you've executed your code and it runs exactly how you want it to, it's indescribable. It's something like, if you do decide to venture into programming, you understand what I mean. It's an incredible feeling of it working how you want it to. The second question, which language should I learn first? Now, a disclaimer, this is completely my own opinion, because if you were to Google that same question, they will tell you to learn Python first. I disagree. Why? Because Python is a certain way of coding that allows you not to do certain things that when you switch to another language, you're sort of crippled. It's one of the main reasons why I'd say don't learn Python first. Now, why do I choose Visual Basic over Python? Because if you were to look at a snippet of Visual Basic code, the syntax is basically English-like statements. You can look at it and understand exactly what's going on without much difficulty. And yeah, and that's why I choose Visual Basic over Python. And those are the two questions that I think most people would ask. Yeah, that's about it for this episode. I'll be catching you in the next one for more entries into the diary. I'm Dante, and the code lives.